Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Hello, and welcome to the Angry History Podcast. We certainly hope you like us when we are angry. My name is Dean Karyanis. I'm recording this live in New York City. My co-host, Owen Mugen, is out in Los Angeles preparing for our big President's Day episode, where we're going to discuss the 10 greatest things our presidents never said. Now, before Owen can beam back to New York, let's talk a little bit about that clip we just heard at the top. That was, of course, the great Bill Bixby as Dr. David Banner in the Incredible Hulk TV show. Now, that's a little bit of history that bugs people right off the top, the David Bruce Banner issue. Now, series producer Kenneth Johnson said he didn't like the alliterative names, Bruce Banner, Fantastic Four. It just sounded too comic book-like for him. So he decided to take his son's name, David, and give it to Bruce Banner. Stan Lee, the comic book legend, disagrees and says that the producers felt that Bruce was an effeminate name and they didn't want him wandering around with a backpack and they just thought it would be a little strange. They agree to disagree on that, but it seems likely, knowing television production as Owen and I do, that's exactly the kind of thing that some suit up in the corner office would say that has never read a comic book. In fact, I heard something recently that one of the producers called up about Green Lantern and said, does he have to be green? It's kind of key to Green Lantern, yes, that he be green. Now, here's another clip that sums up how we feel about history. This is from a movie. It's the late, great Sam Kinison in the Rodney Dangerfield film Back to School. Now, here, he plays Professor Buck Turgeson, and I always thought that it was an homage to General Turge Idson in Dr. Strangelove.
You know, a lot of people think history is just facts. It's just information about the past. But not me. I mean, I hold history very sacred. Sacred. The way the farmer looks at the earth and he holds it sacred. The way a Christian takes the Bible and he holds it sacred. The way a lot of people hold their marriage sacred. That's how I feel about it.
If there's one thing Owen and I hold sacred, it's getting the facts right. And that's why we decided to do this podcast. We've both worked in the media for a long time, and we see people make mistakes about history all the time. They go to Wikipedia as a source. Please, everybody, if you don't already know, Wikipedia is not a source. There are sources in Wikipedia, but you have to click all the way down to the bottom and make sure they actually exist. Anybody can edit and put anything on Wikipedia. I'm sure a lot of you already know that, but for the few that don't, be careful. Don't take anything that's on Wikipedia at face value. Same thing about Facebook. And that's why we're going to do the top 10 presidential quotes that our commanders-in-chief never said. Because the best thing people can do when they want to push their point is find a dead person and claim they said something to support it. And those are all over Facebook. In fact, a gentleman named Ralph Keyes has a book and a website called The Quote Verifier. And he had a fantastic quote of his own. He said, famous dead people make excellent commenters on current events, which makes a lot of sense. And you've seen these out there. In fact, the Huffington Post did a list of Mark Twain quotes for his birthday. And I think only 11 of them, they had, I believe, almost 30. Only 11 of them had the great Mark Twain, Sam Clemens, actually ever said. So you have to be really careful, and we're going to try to create a little bit of awareness about some of these quotes that have wandered around on the internet and explain to people why they're wrong, because there are a lot of them. Now, this isn't a full episode, obviously, because my co-host and compadre and Cape Crusader is not here. So let me tell you a little bit about us and what we're going to be doing on this podcast and why we hope you'll join us in our crusade against bad history. Owen and I want to expose, correct, and dissect the history bungles like the ones we're talking about here on the podcast. We both have extensive backgrounds in TV, radio, we've done everything, and we don't really have much of a chance to do history out there on our own. The History Channel is now ice road truckers and swamp people and all kinds of non-history stuff. In fact, as Owen likes to point out, the famous D-Day when we turned on the History Channel hoping to find a D-Day marathon, because that's kind of a big day, and instead they had an ice roads trucker marathon. That's when we knew somebody else had to step in and actually talk history on Something About History. Now, Owen grew up in Brooklyn. As I said, he's now out in LA temporarily and earned a journalism degree from Brooklyn College. My route into the media was not quite as straightforward. I attended Rutgers University and earned a degree in animal science. Now, When you look at the people on TV, you probably aren't seeing a lot of newsreaders that have animal science degrees, but I found when I went into journalism, people were really excited to find somebody who had a little bit of real-world experience, so to speak, and could do something different, and also, in a pinch, I can probably neuter your cat. I've always loved history, though. I love to write, and Owen feels the same way. So now, let me wrap this up. As I said, it's only a tease. With a little bit, we're going to do every episode called Happy History. We don't want people to think we're here ranting and raving, although we do get very angry about things like Woodrow Wilson crushing civil rights during World War I and exiling Emma Goldman from the United States until FDR briefly let her back in. But I digress. Today's Happy History moment comes under the unlikely name, the ugliest woman in the world. The lady who bore that unfortunate nickname was Julia Pastrana. She was born in Mexico in 1834 and sold to a freak show at age 16. Now, she lived a very hard life on the freak show circuit. And you may be wondering, Mexico still had slavery back then? Well, they didn't. But if you were a person that looked funny, as she did, she had two disfiguring diseases, you could be sold. Bought and sold. And it was really sad. She was dragged all over. Her manager eventually married her because he wanted to control her earnings. A lot of people wanted to come and gawk at the poor lady. And she eventually became pregnant by him. And she died in childbirth. The child, unfortunately, inherited her characteristics. And they were both taken by her husband and father of the child, stuffed, mounted, and he continued to drag their dead bodies around. And even after he died, she eventually was sold to other freak shows, and as late as 1976, this poor woman's corpse was being displayed in Norway. It was eventually stolen and later recovered in a dumpster. Both bodies were. Unfortunately, the child's embalmed body was destroyed beyond repair. Miss Pastrana only lost an arm, but she was still not given anything like a dignified burial. That's until Laura Anderson Barbada stepped into the picture about 10 years from our time right now. And she started petitioning the Norwegian government, the University of Oslo, where Miss Pastrana was residing in the basement in a box, and got the Mexican government involved, got the governor of the state that Ms. Pastrana had originally come from, got the ambassador from Mexico to the Scandinavian countries to get involved, and they were finally able to transfer Julia Pastrana back to Mexico. They removed all the screws and rods that had been stuck into her body over the years so that people could display her and gawk at it, and they gave her a dignified burial. And this is what Owen and I want Angry History to be about. There are millions of stories like that out here, and they're really great because this Miss Barbada today, she's never going to be able to meet Julia Pastrana and hear thank you. But she went out there. She put a death notice for her in the paper. She had a Catholic mass said for Miss Pastrana. She really tried to bring her alive for people today, even though she died over 150 years ago. And at the time of her life, she was just an object of scorn and was in this freak show all the time and never really had a place to settle down. But when she looked into her and looked beyond this ugliest woman in the world and these gorilla-like features, as they were called, she saw, oh, this woman gave a lot of money to charity, a lot of her time. She spoke three languages. People said she sang beautifully. But because of her appearance, people treated her as less than human until somebody stepped up and said, you know, I'm moved by this story in history, and I'm going to do something about it. And so we say, way to go, Laura Anderson Barbada. And to Julia Pastrana, we say, rest in peace. Okay, well, that wraps it up until our great President's Day show. Join us then for the 10 greatest things our presidents never said. You're going to want to share that around. You're going to want to be vigilant against quotes like that and other kinds of bad history. Until then, I'm Dean Carianis for Owen Mugen, reminding you that those who fail to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeated shaming right here on the Angry History Podcast.
I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Visit angryhistory.com to learn more about the topics discussed on today's episode. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can also like us on Facebook, tweet us at Angry History, or send us an email to angry@angryhistory.com.